love is patient, love is kind, love was not intended to be defined. Love is factious, love is not limited to time, to gender, class, or the homophobic frame of mind. Love does not choose or envy. Love is found and lost in purity and integrity. She met Sally, watched, admired, desired Sally. In a moment, an exquisite moment, a kiss was shared, creating confusion and intrusion, lending a hand to long-awaited jealousy. But love does not envy. It does not envy, but crumbles friendships, discards years into holes of unwritten words on paper never sent, of shattered pieces of porcelain hope and covered so decoratively with hesitation and fear. Love is not boastful, nor conceited, nor rude, nor created, but is often overtaken and stifled by hesitation, a pause. To give a love an expression of love with his fingers in her hair. Why do we pause, stop, break down, shut off? Our hearts still ache with the gnawing pain of hungry love that longs to hear the music of sweet, sweet sorrow, of souls belated, of tradition outdated, ownership needing to be dissipated. Cool. Love is made up of compromises, a yin and a yang, a modus vivendi. Love is meant to last forever, a mor vincit omnia. Love conquers all, right? But love cannot conquer death, and love cannot put these tired heartstrings of crime, of fear, and a reverberation of desolation to rest. Love lost sounds back in sad refrains, longings and sighs, and love finds that what we need isn't all it's cracked up to be. And although love is the beast in the jungle of our hearts, these unused strings of good intention and expression beg to be played. But love can be elusive. It can be abusive. Love can stifle, love can tire, love can torment, and still desire and inspire. Love is an illusion, a delusion. And love, it is said, is not love until someone gets hurt.